சதாசிவ சமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 33 வர்ஸ் 37. யதன்யதன்யத்ர விபாவ்யதே ப்ரமாத் அத்யாசமித்யாஹுரமிம் விபஸ்சிதஹ அசர்பபூதேஹி விபாவனம் யதாம். ரஜ்வாதிகே யத்வதபீஸ்வரே ஜகத் லார்ட் ராமா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் அத்யாச த ஃபால்ஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன் ஆர் ஃபால்ஸ் டிரான்ஸ்பரன்ஸ். We need not say false superimposition. Superimposition itself is called false. Therefore, false transference we can say. False transference of attributes from one entity to another entity. The attributes of the snake falsely transferring upon the rope. In this example, 37th shloka, Rama gave Ahi Drishtanta. Ahi means snake Drishtanta. Rajvadike Asarpabhute. The attributes of snake are superimposed upon the rope. This is called false transference. Adipadat, other examples you can take. Marriage water. Water attributes transferred to the sand, dry sand. Similarly, the silver attributes are transferred to the shell. In Shastra, there are many other examples. On a stump, a tree, when you cut it, it appears as a person, human being, a purushaha. Sthanau purushaha. That is also a false transference. That attributes of human being we transfer to the a trunk of the tree, a stump of the tree. Like this, many other examples are also given. This is called adhyasahana. This is drishtant. All these are only drishtant. In the fourth line, Rama introduced dashtanta. Tadvat. Similarly. Similarly means what? Just as people generally superimpose that attributes of one, when the earth is moving, that movement of the earth we transfer to the sun. And we say sun is rising, sun is setting. The movement of the earth falsely transferred to that sun who is not at all moving. So this is called false transference. This false transference alone is called, that is called adhyasa. Then next point, what we have to note, in spite of knowing that there is no sunrise, there is no sunset, this is at a cognitive level. We understand. After this cognition, after this knowledge also, we perceive we experience the sunrise. I told you in the last class, after knowing there is no possibility of water on the dry sand, we experience the water. At cognitive level only you understand, experience you cannot change. There is a possibility of swinging snake upon that rope after some time, suddenly. Even though it is not possible, sometimes it is possible, you can see that. That means totally experience cannot be negated. Experience may continue. Just as sunrise experience continues, after knowing there is no sunrise. Like that, here also, after knowledge, Tadvat, Ishware, Jagat, Brahmat, Adhyasyate. Brahmat, you have to take. Because of confusion, because of ignorance, Jagat means this world. Jagat means Nama Rupa Prapancha. Ishware. Ishware means upon that Brahman, Satchidananda Brahmani, upon that Brahman, Ishware, Vibhavyate, you have to supply. It appears. Vibhavyate is for Drishtanta, Rama has given. Same Vibhavyate you can supply here also. Ishware, Vibhavyate, Jagat, Ishware, Vibhavyate. Jagat appears, world appears upon the Ishvara. But we don't see that as Ishvara, we take it as Jagat. Whatever you see, that only you take. So, world attributes you have superimposed upon Brahman. Nama, names, forms and its attributes, all are transferred unto the Brahman, who is really attributeless, formless, nameless, colorless, odorless, like that, they say. Like that, upon that Nirgunam Brahma, you have transferred so many attributes. What are those attributes? Rama is going to say in the next shloka. So, this transference alone is the cause for samsara. Adhyasa is because of ajnana. Ajnana leads to adhyasa. Adhyasa leads to ahankara. That ahankara leads to mamakara. Mamakara leads to what? Dukkham. Samsara. Therefore, avidya, kama, karma, pravahaha. We are diagnosing the diagnosis of samsara. So treatment we have to start, no? Before starting the treatment, bhava roga we have to diagnose. The diagnosis only Rama is doing here. Okay, samsara bhava roga, bhava and samsara. Bhava roga or samsara roga diagnosis. Then report comes. And these are all problems are there. You have to give treatment so and so one by one. Now, up to here we saw in the last class. And all these problems of samsara at one level, we can note that very nice. Seishave means balyavasthayam, when you are very young in the childhood. What is samsara? That time also there is samsara. Dukkha is there. Nisvatantryam. There is no svatantryam. As a baby, as a child, there is no freedom. Because of lack of maturity. Nisvatantryam means lack of freedom. Bound natham. And ashana pipasa. Hunger and thirst are starting. They are all it from childhood onwards. Later, at Tarunavastha or Yavvanavastha, when you are in youth state, Yirsha, Asuya, jealousy and anxiety. As a child, you don't have Yirsha and anxiety, jealousy, anxiety much. Isn't it? Childhood problems are childhood problems. Because for everything I have to ask my father, mother, money. No? In the childhood, mama chocolate, we have to ask for chocolate also. No swatandriyam. Later when you grow in youth, you buy chocolate, but you have problem. Competition, lot of comparison, lot of inferiority complex. Child doesn't have that inferiority complex. This is a youth problem, no? In youth, adolescence, you have problems. That time also samsara. So, Shaishave, Yavane, then Vruddhapye. Later, Varthakyan, again, what problem? Indriya Vaikalyam. All sense organs, Indriya Vaikalyam means what? Sense organs losing their power, capacity, samarthyam. So, one organ is slowly decaying. Indriya Vaikalyam. Varthakya. Or Dukkham. Dukkham continuous, non-stop. At Varthakya. Dukkham is not that much when you are very young. Seishavavastha, Yavanavastha, Dukkha is not that much. Once you become old, Dukkha is increasing. Ratio is increasing. Indriya, because of Indriya Vaikalyam. All sense organs are losing their faculties slowly. Then Dukkha increases. I was eating lot of Murukku Chidai previously. Now I am not able to eat. If I eat, I swallow my teeth also. Enough. பல்லு வெளியில வந்துடும் பயம். அந்த மாதிரி பயம் இருக்கு இப்போ இல்லையா? சோ தேர் ஃபார் ஆல் தீஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் சம்சாரா. நவ் வில் கோ டு 38th ஸ்லோக. விகல்ப மாயா ரஹிதே சிதாத்மகே. அஹங்கார ஏஷ பிரதம ப்ரகல்பிதஹ. அஹங்கார ஏஷ பிரதம ப்ரகல்பிதஹ. அத்யாஸ ஏவாத்மனி ஸர்வ காரணே. நிராமயே ப்ரஹ்மணி கேவலே பரே. Lord Rama continues the topic. This adhyasa leads to ahankara, primary ahankara. Prathamaha prakalpitaha eshaha adhyasaha. Ahankara esha adhyasaha. ஏஷா பிரதம அஹங்கார பிரகல்பித. அஹங்கார மீன்ஸ் ஈகோ. ஈகோ விச் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஆஸ் ஐ ஆம். ஐ ஆம் திஸ் இஸ் த ஈகோ. வித்தவுட் தட் வி கேனாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாட் கம்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் நான். இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஈகோ. Then secondary ego comes. Secondary ego, ahankara leads to mamakara. So original ahankara is not a problem. I am is not a problem. Mine is the problem. So I am, there is no problem. But when you say mine, this is mine, there you have problem. Samsara begins there only. So, Prathamaha, பிரகல்பிதஹ, வாட் அஹங்காரஹ பிரகல்பிதஹ, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஃபால்ஸ் டிரான்ஸ்பரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாம ரூபா அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் டு தட் ஆத்மா பிரம்மன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாட் கம்ஸ், அஹங்கார கம்ஸ், ஐ ஆம். டு சே ஐ ஆம், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டு அத்யாச, தென் ஒன்லி ஐ ஆம் கம்ஸ். வித்தவுட் தட் அத்யாச ஐ ஆம் கேனாட் கம். So I have to join, mix that what? Atma and Anatma. Lower I and higher I. Mix together, I am. This I am, Ahankara, Eshaha, Prathamaha. Prakalpitaha means imagined, superimposed, projected. Imagined upon what? It is imagined upon விகல்ப மாயா ரஹிதே சிதாத்மகே. திஸ் அஹங்காரா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ், திஸ் அஹங்காரா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அப்பான் விகல்ப மாயா ரஹிதே சிதாத்மகே. விகல்ப மாயா ரஹிதே சிதாத்மகே மீன்ஸ் சைதன்யே, பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். சிதாத்மா மீன்ஸ் pure consciousness, chaitanya. What type of chaitanya is this? Vikalpa maya rahite. This chaitanya, why I said it pure consciousness? Because in that consciousness there is no any vikalpa, there are no any vikalpas. Rahite means without. There are no any vikalpas. Vikalpa means what? Karya karana vikalpa. Cause effect. Cause effect vikalpa is not there. Bheda is not there. Vikalpa means karyam. Maya means karanam. Karya means what? Nama Rupa. Vikalpa means what? Nama Rupa. Differences. Bheda. Vikalpa means Bheda. Bheda means different names, different forms, different attributes. All these are called Vikalpa. Called Karya. Effect. Every effect has got different names, different forms. Every object is having one-one name, one-one form, one-one attribute. Therefore, vikalpa, karyam, maya means karanam. So, maya is the karanam, its karyam is called vikalpa. Really, they are not there upon this atma. Siddhatma ke vikalpa maya rahite, maya is called karanam, which is the cause for the nama rupa prapancha, karyam. Chidatmake, such atma, which is free from karya and karanam, cause and effect, upon that atma, atmani eva, sarva karane, sarva karane means sarva adhishtane, that Brahman is known as Atma Chaitanyam. That Atma Chaitanyam is Adhishtanam, Sarva Karane. Now only you said so many, it is not Karanam. Now again we are telling Karanam. Sarva Karane means Moola Karanam. Even for Maya, that is a Sarva Karane. Brahman is not the cause. In Brahman, Maya, which is the cause, also it is there. That is why Maya is the Karanam. Brahman is not the Karanam. That is why Sarva Karane means what? Moola Karanam, which is not a Karanam. As though Karanam. Sarva Karane means Sarva Adhishtane. That is why we have to take Sarva Karane means Sarva Adhishtane. Sarva Adhishtane means, for Maya also, that which is the Karanam, the Adhishtanam, the substratum, is Brahman. That is Sarva Adhishtanam. Sarva Karanam. What is that meaning? We have to take Sarva Karane. Niramaye. Niramaye means free from samsara problem. Amayam means dukkham. Actually, literal meaning of amayam is disease. Disease gives what? Dukkham. Therefore, amayam means dukkham. Amayam means dukkham. Disease. Niramayam means sorrow free in earth. Dukkha rahitam. Amaya rahitam. Disease free. We take disease means diabetes, asthma. Diabetes, asthma like diseases only we take. Not like that. When you are not at ease, it's called a disease. When we are not at ease, not comfortable, that is called a disease. Therefore, this Niramaya means there is no any discomfort. Niramayam, there is no problem. Discomfort comes when there is a problem, discomfort comes. There is no problem, there is no discomfort. Niramaye. Brahmani, in infinite nature, in Brahmani means that all pervading, sarvam vyapaka Brahmani. Upon that Brahman who is all pervasive. Kevale means nirvikare. Kevala means what? Changeless one. Upon that Brahman who is changeless, who is freedom, free from problems, who is adhisthanam and pare. Pare means we have to chara akshara vilakshanaha. Chara, I am neither kshara purushaha nor akshara purushaha. Paraha, pare means, paraha means what? Beyond kharam and aksharam. Beyond vyaktam and avyaktam. Whatever is vyaktam is kharam. What is avyaktam is called aksharam. Kshara akshara vilakshanaha. Another meaning of akshara. Akshara means imperishable Brahman, one meaning we give. Another meaning of akshara, akshara, akshara. Kshara means perishable one, we know that. Akshara means avyaktam. Akshara means avyaktam. Kshara akshara vilakshanaha. Vibhinnaha ityarthaha. Kshara purushaha, akshara purushaha, care of 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita. What is Bhagavad Gita? Don't ask me. Okay. What is 15th chapter also? You should not ask. Kshara purusha, akshara purusha, bhinnaha, purushottamaha. That is the meaning of paraha. Pari, upon such Brahman. Brahmani, vyapte brahmani. Ahankara eshaha, ahankaraha, prathamaha, prakalpitaha. Firstly, this ahankara is superimposed. So what? That will not stop. Okay, it continues further. This ahankara. Without ahankara, how one can survive? Janaka also having ahankara, ego. Everyone must have that ego, I am. We have to say that Janaka is having, Yajnavalkya is having, all Maharshis are also having, great Jnanis are also having. Can you say they are also having ahankara, ego, problem, samsara, adhyasana? Here we have to understand mukhya ahankara, gauni ahankara. A figurative ahankara. Mukhya ahankara and gauni ahankara. We take this ahankara as real. we take ahankara, ajnani takes that ahankara as real. Jnani takes that ahankara as functional ahankara. Jnani takes that ahankara as functional ahankara. Functional ahankara means for interaction only. Gauni ahankara. Paramarthananda Swami says, defanged cobra like. Once you take out the poison from the fangs of that snake cannot do anything. So this jnani also defanged his own ahankara. Means what? Mithyatva nishchayam. Ahankara is only a figurative gaunam. It is only for interactional purposes, functional purposes. It is not real. Chit jada granthi they call. Chit jada mixed together ahankara. So this chit and jada granthi mixed only ahankara functions we are doing. Jnani knows that this is only for functional ahankara. He will not give or she will not give reality to that. That is the difference between jnanis and ajnanis. Jnanis are also doing lot of actions. They don't have any kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. They don't have any abhimana upon their actions when they are doing. That is why for them, that ahankara is a bhushanam, alankaram. For jnanis, ahankara is a bhushanam. For ajnani, ahankara is a dushanam. Not bhushanam, but a dushanam. It gives problems. It gives problems for jnani. Who is jnani? Ramagita student. Jnani means don't think only Ajnavalkya, Ashtavakya, Janaka Maharaja, Raghu Maharaja, all these Akshapatis, only Jnanis. All Ramagita students are supposed to be Jnanis. Lord Rama expecting, this much I am teaching, don't you understand? Okay, therefore, that ahankara, let me there. There is no problem in ahankara. But you take that ahankara as real and it leads to mamakara, then there is a problem. Then so we compare that Nagabhushana, Lord Shiva, wearing that cobra. This is alankaram for Lord Shiva. Cobra represents ahankara. Food, no? Food. That hood, the cobra, represents ahankara. The Lord Shiva wears it as an alankara. Ahankara termed as alankara. All of us, we have to do that only. Tomorrow onwards. Why tomorrow? Now onwards. Ahankara converted into alankara. Therefore, we need not sit in meditation and stop ahankara because ahankara giving problem for me. Therefore, let me sit in meditation. No. How long you can sit? Okay, you have to enjoy Kartikeya Deepam. Okay, and you have to eat that lot of dishes, whatever they prepare. You have to. So, alankaram. That is what he says. Such and Atma, we have superimposed ahankara. So, Prathamika ahankara, Dvitiya ahankara. Adhyasa starts, Prathamika means Dharma adhyasa, Dharmi adhyasa. Rund. Dharma adhyasa, Dharmi. Dharmi means what? Superimposition upon the Dharmi, the substance, first. Then dharma adhyasa means attributes later. Dharma adhyasa means superimposition upon the substance is called dharma adhyasa. பிராதமிக அத்தியாச. தர்ம இஸ் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி. தர்மி மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டிடு ஒன், த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ். சோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தர்மி அத்தியாச, ஐ சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் ஆல் திஸ் பாடி அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், மைண்ட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் டு மீ தி செல்ஃப், ஆத்மனி, ஆத்மனி ஏவ upon myself I superimpose. This is called dharmi adhyasa. I superimpose the body, mind. I am this body, I am this mind. It's called dharmi adhyasa. I am fat, I am lean, I am happy, I am sad. It's called dharma adhyasa. பிரதம அத்தியாச, பிரதம அகங்கார இஸ் தர்மி அத்தியாச, தட் லீட்ஸ் டு த்விதீய அத்தியாச இஸ் கால்ட் தர்ம அத்தியாச. ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ், வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ், வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ் ராமா இஸ் கோயிங் டு என்யூமரேட் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 39. சோ what type of entity Brahman upon whom we have superimposed, falsely transferred this ahankara first, starting in matter, like foundation. You put a foundation, upon that you construct a building. So but you put foundation like this, ahankara is the foundation, upon that samsara building. அஹங்காரா ஃபவுண்டேஷன், அப்பான் தட் சம்சாரா பில்டிங். வாட் இஸ் சம்சாரா பில்டிங் லேட்டர் கம்ஸ், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபவுண்டேஷன். வாட் இஸ் தட் ஃபவுண்டேஷன்? அஹங்கார. அஹங்கார இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? அத்தியாச. அத்தியாச இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞான. ஸ்வரூப ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞான இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் யூ ரிக்வயர் லேண்ட். நோ, தட் அஜ்ஞான பூமி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் டு புட் அத்யாசா ஃபவுண்டேஷன் டு கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட் ஏ சம்சார பில்டிங். நவ் லெட் அஸ் சீ பில்டிங், ஹவ் இஸ் தட் பில்டிங். ராமா இஸ் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தட். தேர்ஃபோர் அத்யாசா, தே கிவ் எ டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் அத்யாசா. அஹங்கார ஏவ சாதிஷ்டான சிதாபாச தேக இந்திரியாணாம் அவிவேகேன ஏகீகரணம் அத்யாச. தி டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் அத்யாச, அஹங்கார ஏவ சாதிஷ்டான, சாதிஷ்டான அதிஷ்டானேன சக. டு சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் சம்திங் அப்பான் சம்திங், யூ ரிக்வயர் ஒரிஜினல். Without rope you cannot superimpose the snake, is it not? Without rope you cannot superimpose the snake. Therefore you require some original, upon that only you can superimpose. That is what sadhisthana. Adhisthanam brahma chaitanyam, upon that sadhisthana, then what you superimpose? Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Then deha, body. Then indriya, sense organs. Deha indriyanam, body, mind, complex. Then what? Avivekena, because of indiscrimination. Because of aviveka, no viveka. Because of aviveka, avivekena, ஏகீகரணம், ஏகீகரணம் சாதிஷ்டானம் சிதாபாச இந்திரிய தேக ஆல் ஏகீகரணம். திஸ் அஹங்கார டஸ், ஹூ டஸ் திஸ் ஆல்? அஹங்கார டஸ், தட் அஹங்கார டஸ் திஸ் ஜாப். வாட்? மிக்சிங் அப் ஜாப். ஏகீகரணம் வந்து என்ன? மிக்சிங் அப் ஜாப். வை திஸ் மிக்சிங் அப்? அவிவேகேன, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன். This ஏகீகரணம், ஏகீகரணம் ஆஃப் வாட் அண்ட் வாட்? அதிஷ்டான சைதன்யம் பிரம்ம சைதன்யம். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் சைதன்யம்? நிராமயே, பிரம்மணி, கேவலே, பரே, சர்வகாரணே. போதுமா? சர்வகாரணே, சோ மெனி விகல்ப மாயா ரஹிதே சிதாத்மகே. ஹோல் ஸ்லோகா இஸ் தட் ஓன்லி. பிரதமஹா அஹங்காரஹ ப்ரகல்பிதஹ. சி, மிக்சிங் அப் பண்ணாரு. மிக்சிங் அப் அண்ட் மெஸ்ஸிங் அப். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி மிக்ஸ் அப், லேட்டர் வி மெஸ் அப் பண்ணாரு. வாட் இஸ் தட் மெஸ் அப் பண்ணார்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மிக்சிங் அப், தென் மெஸ் அப். நவ் வி சீ தட்.
இச்சாதி ராகாதி சுகாதி தர்மிகாஹ. சுகஸ்வரூபேண விபாவ்யதே ஹினஹ.
So, dharmi adhyasa is primary adhyasa. Dharmi adhyasa leads to dharma adhyasa. What do you mean by dharmi adhyasa, dharma adhyasa? Simple. First you superimpose the snake. It is called dharmi adhyasa. Snake substance you superimpose upon the rope. This is called dharmi adhyasa. After superimposing the snake, you continue further adhyasa. What? Is this green snake? Or what type of poisonous snake? Or non-poisonous snake? What is this adhyasa? Dharma adhyasa. The properties of that snake we superimpose upon that snake which you have superimposed. So, dharma, properties of that snake, you, that is called secondary. Primary adhyasa is dharma adhyasa. Now you are able to grasp what is dharma adhyasa, dharmi adhyasa. Dharmi adhyasa is the substance first. You superimpose the snake upon the rope is dharmi. Dharmi, dharma, confusion. Dharmi is snake superimposition. One later what you do, this is a poisonous snake, you must be very careful. It's called dharma adhyasa. Dharma adhyasa. Dharma means property. So what is the primary adhyasa? Dharmi adhyasa. You see the silver upon the shell. That is called dharmi adhyasa. Then the silver rate has increased. That is called dharma or dharmi? Dharma adhyasa. So that is called dharma property. Next. So primary adhyasa is dharmi adhyasa. That leads to secondary adhyasa. It is called properties. Now what about our namma kadai? Our kadai. Our story we have to see. Example story is nice. Ahankara is I am when I say I am this body mind complex. Everyone start routine in the morning with what? Dharmi adhyasa. I am. None of us say I am Chit Atma. I am Niramayaha. I am Brahma. I am Atma. What? Vikalpa maya rahitaha. Where we are? I am wife of so and so, husband of so and so. I am employed. I am employee. I am a doctor. I am an engineer. This what? This is called dharma, dharmi adhyasa or dharma adhyasa? First dharmi adhyasa. Then I am a doctor. I am a wife. I am a householder. I am a mother. I am a brother. All these are dharma adhyasa. Now Rama gives a different dharmas here. Just I am given a sample. What are they? We have read no sloka. Ichcha, ichchadi, ragadi, sukhadi, dharmika. Big list. Whole line is one sentence, no gap. If there is a gap in old books, if there is a gap, you put a line upon that. There is no gap at all. Ichchadi, ichcha, etc. Ichcha means desire. Ichcha, desire. I want. Adiparak, I don't want. Ichcha means desire. I want. Opposites you can take. All pair of opposites. Ichcha and ichcha. I don't want. Yoga kshema. Apraptasya visaye yoga. I want to buy. I want to do yoga. Praptasya visaya rakshanam. Kshema. So this called ichcha. First I want to accumulate. I want to buy. I want to get it. Then certain things I want to avoid. I don't want anicca. So, iccha, adipadat, you know better than me. Okay, iccha. Then raga. Raga, dvesha. Raga means attachment. Dvesha means aversion. Adipadat. Iccha, dvesha, sukham, dukkham, sanghatas, chetana, dhritihi. Etakshetram samasena savikaram udasritam. All belong to kshetram, anatma body. Therefore, ragadi. These are all secondary kondatam. These are all secondary superimposition called dharmi, dharma dharmi. Dharma achyasa. Sukhadi dharmika. All these dharmas belong to me alone. They take it as sukha dukha. Adipadat dukha. Sukha dukha, raga dvesha, iccha anicca. All these. Dharmika. Pumling bahuvachanam parungo. Bahuvachanam na dharmika. Ichchadi, ragadi, sukhadi, dharmika, sukha, dukkha, jaya, apajaya, all these attributes. Dharmika, where are they? They belong to whom? Dhiyaha. Dhiyaha means mind. Varieties of emotions or thoughts. Buddhi vrittayaha. Dhiyaha means ikarantaha strilingaha dhi shabdaha shashti vatti ekavacharam. Dhiyaha, they all belong to the intellect. Dhiyaha in the form of vrittayaha, buddhi vrittayaha only. Buddhi vrittayaha only is known as dhiyaha. Buddhi vritti means the thoughts, the emotions in the form of thoughts, they are all there. I want, I desire, I hate, I love. And the raga, I have attachment. Raga is an attribute. Ichcha is an attribute of the mind. All these are all thoughts. Arise. Sukha, comfort, pleasure. Dukha, discomfort. All are sada pare samsriti hetavaha. Pare means upon that Brahman. Upon that Brahman. Pare Brahmani kalpitaha, you have to supply. Pare Brahmani kalpitaha. Samsriti hetavaha, they are cause for samsara. Hetavaha means cause. Hetu means cause. Hetu for what? Samsriti. Samsriti means samsara hetavaha. They are the cause for samsara. புத்திநிஷ்டா ஜீவஸ்ய சம்சாரா. This is called Anvaya Vitreka. He is going to present. As long as you have this buddhi, mind is active, in that mind samsara is there. Buddhi sattve samsara sattvam. Buddhi abhave samsara abhavah. Tasmat buddhi hi eva samsarasya karanam. Here buddhi means intellect. In that intellect, there are so many thoughts. All this first line, whole first line. I want, this thought starts, no? I want to do this, that, and I want to get this, I want to get that, so many. And yoga kshema, I told you, no? Yoga kshema. After buying, I want to protect them. First, I want to get status, then I want to maintain. First I have to buy their house, then I have to maintain the house. That is the housekeeper. Householder and another householder. You are living in the house, but we are holding the house. We are living in the house. Instead of saying I am living in the house, what is my title? Householder. Ange vachinda samsara. Once you are a holder, you are hold, held up. Once you are a holder of house, you have held up. You can't go anywhere. Isn't it? Enga pomadila swamini veedu. Nobody is there to take care of house. So you are held up. Householder is held up now. Adhimadhi. Sada, not one hour. One time or other, all the time, sada, all the time, always. Pare, samskriti hetavaha, ichhadi, ragadi, sukhadi, dharmikaha, all these attributes, all these properties, all of them, which are belong to the intellect, they are all arising in the mind, intellect. They are all superimposed upon Brahman. Who is that Brahman? Myself. Upon me, the Atma, the Self, I have superimposed all this. How can we say we have superimposed? Are they not belong to me? No, they are not belong to you, the Atma. They are belong to only Buddhi. They belong to the mind. They belong to the Antahkaranam. How do you know? Rama is giving example. You go to sleep. All of you go to sleep. Not now. Okay. All of you go to sleep. When you go to sleep. Yes, smart. Really they are all superimposed. Because since yes, smart. Prasuptau tadabhavataha. Prasuptau means gaha nidra. Swapna rahita nidra. Dreamless sleep, that is called prasuptau, not ordinary supti, prasuptau. Some people, no, they are sleeping, they are moving this side and that side and sleeping, no. Not such a type of sleep, deep sleep, okay, deep sleep, prasuptau, tad abhavataha means what, first line, whole first line abhavataha. Ichchadi abhavataha, ragadi abhavataha, sukhadi abhavataha. Sukha, dukkha are not there. Raga, desha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsriya. They are all not there. Then ichcha, aichcha, all are not there. Liking, disliking, hatred or anything for that matter. Including your body. You don't know about your body. Naame. I am, it's not there. I am sleeping. Nothing is there. In that Annamacharya Kirtana, Chandanana Bhala Chandanana. In that one charanam is there. Nindara Raja Nidrinsu Nidrayunokate, Andane Bantu Nidra Adiyunokate. The Raja who is sleeping and servant who is sleeping, in their sleep. Raja doesn't know he is a Raja. Servant also do not know I am a servant. Both of their sleep is same. Nindara Raja Nidrinsa Nidrayun Okate. Andane Bantu Nidra. The servant is sleeping on the floor. Raja do not know I am sleeping on the palpam. Servant do not know I am sleeping on the floor. Why? Both of them are in Ananda Brahma. Both of them are in Ananda Swarupam. Where they have gone? And the Rajahood, the servanthood, and the poverty, the richness, where they have gone? Are they belong to me really? No. Since mind has dissolved, buddhi has dissolved, this Ichha, Raga, Sukha, Dukha, all of them also gone along with buddhi. Now how you are sleeping? Look into the next line. Sukha Swarupena Vibhavyate Hinaha Paraha. Paraha, that Brahman. Since there is Raga, Desha, Ichha, Sukha, Dukha are not there in deep sleep, I, the Brahman, am Sukha Swarupaha, enjoying Anando, Anandam. Aham Sukham Asvapsam. I slept well because of cushion bed. I slept well because of AC. You do not know you are sleeping in AC room also. You do not know you are sleeping on the Kurlan bed. You do not know you are sleeping upon you. The snake is going. You do not know. Nothing you know. But after waking up, Pratyabhijna. After waking up, what do you say? Appa, I slept well. How do you know? I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Every one of us, one time or other, at least, everyone expressed this way. What? I slept well yesterday. After long time, you know, after long time, because of lot of guests in the house, Kalyanam something, marriage, so many guests are there, no sleep. So, after long time, I slept well. I don't know anything. Like a log of wood. I was sleeping, I do not know anything. Nimmadiyarkan anandam. That is why everybody feel like to go to sleep, waiting for sleep. If we don't have that ananda in sleep, Paramarthananda Swami says, Milaha podi potte avadu kannula. By putting the what? Mirchi powder in the eyes, people sit without going to sleep. Why? Because if I go to sleep also, all these raga, dvesha, ichha, sukha, dukha are there, I won't go to sleep at all. Therefore, everyone loves to go to sleep in the class also. Just I am joking, you are not sleeping. You know, sometimes sleep comes. So that sleep, aham sukham asvapsam. I slept well. Where buddhi, raga, dvesha, ichha, sukha, dukha, all are not there. So samsara is there. Your knee pain is also not there. Tooth pain also is not there. Back pain also gone temporarily. So, buddhi vrittayaha sattve samsara sattvam. Buddhi vrittayaha abhave sushuptau samsara abhavaha. Tasmat buddhi vrittayaha eva samsarasya karanam. As long as you entertain your buddhi, aham, mama, samsara, problems continues. The moment the buddhi, vritti dissolves, the samsara, sukha, dukha also goes away. So where is samsara now? Tell me. Rama is asking, hey Lakshmana, where is samsara? Samsara is because of your ahankara, because of mamakara. So they are all only created by the mind. They are not real. Okay. That is what? See the third and fourth line once again. Yasmat prasuptau tadabhavataha. Susuptau prasuptau tadabhavataha. Ichchadi abhavataha. Paraha sukhasvarupena naha vibhavyate. Anubhuyate. Vibhavyate means anubhuyate. Naha by all of us. Dakarantaha asmad shabdaha. Naha by all of us. This naha comes in tritiya vibhakti, chaturthi vibhakti, shashti vibhakti. Tritiyarthe shashti. So naha, for all of us, this experience is there or not? I slept well, I don't know anything. Where your samsara has gone, tell me now. If it is really that problem is belong to you, that time also it must be there. But you are not experiencing anything. Sukham anubhuyate. Sukham anubhuyate. After 5 hours, 4 hours, we are going to experience that sukha again. So, this Anvaya Vitareka shows that this sukha dukha raga dveshan are belong to only buddhi, mind, which is anatma. They are not belong to me, the atma, the brahman, niramayaha, satchidanandaha, kevalaha. They all belong to only anatma, matter, antakaranam, buddhi. So I am mixing up. I am taking them as mine. This is called dharma adhyasaha. So dharma, dharmi adhyasaha, eva samsarasya karanam. Therefore what? Distance. Therefore I want to sleep all the time. In prasuptau, there is no dukkham at all. Can we sleep all the time? It is not possible. Therefore, after waking, you have to say that dukkha, raga, ichcha, dvesha, all belong to the mind. That is because of that adhyasa, dharma adhyasa is because of dharmi adhyasa. Because of deha abhimana, mana abhimana. Therefore, that prathama adhyasa ahankara is the cause for dharma adhyasa mamakara. Therefore, give up that adhyasa. Use ahankara for functional sake. Functional ahankara, no problem. Okay? Okay? That's what Rama is telling. This is called adhyasa. Therefore, there is samsara or not now? Is there samsara? Is there samsara? It's not there. It is not there. Who am I? I am Brahman who is free from samsara. Body, mind, complex, anatma is also not having samsara, the jadam. Nan chit. Chit jada grandhi loga irka samsara. In the grandhi, not, you have to untie. Vidyatet hridaya grandhihi, vidyate sarva samshayaha, kshiyante asya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare, tasmin drishte means aham brahmasmi jnane. Aha, kartika deepavanna, idha kartika deepam. Real lightening. Real lighting up the knowledge in your life is called Kartika Deepam. Not keeping only eating some sweets and putting deepam. All these festivals are meant to recognize this Atma Jyoti, Swayam Jyoti. So every Kartika Deepam is coming for what? To remind you are Atma Jyoti. Satya Putrani. You are Atma Jyoti, not Anatma. So, recollect this. I am Swayam Jyoti, Atma Jyoti. On this auspicious Kartikai Deepam. What an auspicious day today. this festival meant for what? Na, this only. Only for this purpose our ancestors have kept this type of functions, festivals. நம்ம இது விட்டுட்டோம், அந்த டப்பாஸ் பாருங்க, கிராக்கர்ஸ் தே ஆர் பர்னிங், கிராக்கர்ஸோ கிராக்கர்ஸ், வாட் ஃபார் கிராக்கர்ஸ்? டு யூ ஹாவ் டு ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் பிரேக்கிங் தட் கிராக்கர், யூ ஹாவ் டு பிரேக் யுவர் அஜ்ஞானா. தட் இஸ் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டு. தட் இஸ் வாட் ரியலி பர்னிங் த கிராக்கர். யூ பர்ன் யுவர் அஜ்ஞானா. Okay, burn your ajnana, not ordinary crackers. Burn your ajnana on Kartika Deepam Day, one of Aham Brahman. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஃ ஹரிஹி ஓம்.